In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's lesson is from St. Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians, in all likelihood, the first epistle which he wrote, which still survives. Now, it's sometimes hard to remember, but epistles are actually letters. They are a form of correspondence between a man of God and another individual like Timothy, or a group of individuals like a local congregation. Furthermore, they are letters which address actual situations. They are not, generally speaking, doctrinal treatises on theological topics discussed in the abstract. Even the book of Romans can be shown to be this way. It's important to see the flesh and blood, context and nature of a letter such as 1 Thessalonians, because when we do, it is possible to see what someone like St. Paul is really talking about in it. Indeed, we can even see the reasons behind what he says within his words. Consider when and why Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians. Paul had come from Philippi to Thessalonica in northern Greece on his second missionary journey with Silas and Timothy in around 50 AD. After some success in that city, he was persecuted by the Jews, and he fled southward to Berea, where people were more receptive. But the Jews of Thessalonica followed him and caused trouble in Berea, trying to stop his preaching of the word. As a result, Paul went to Athens. He then sent Timothy, who had joined him there, back to Thessalonica to find out how things were going. And he himself went on to Corinth. Timothy returned with a report from Thessalonica, which we find reference to in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 6. Now, apparently, there was some trouble in Thessalonica because of the developments with Paul. His quick departure did not sit well with them. Some people seemed to think that Paul was a little wuss, fleeing the scene when things got tough. Listen to what Paul himself says in 1 Thessalonians 2:2. Having suffered beforehand and having been buffeted about in Philippi, just as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much distress. Others thought that Paul was a con man, that he had proclaimed the gospel with ulterior motive, probably to gain money. Something typical of the roving speakers of the time. Hear what Paul himself goes on to say in the very next verse of 1 Thessalonians 2. For our exhortation was not from deceit or from impurity or in guile, but just as we are approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not with the understanding that we are pleasing men, but rather God who approves our hearts. Most simply seemed to think that Paul had no love for them at all, that he had feigned interest in their welfare, and that he had fled the scene as soon as he could get away, never to be seen again. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 2:17 to 20, which expresses the theme of this striking epistle of St. Paul. And we, brothers, because we had been orphaned from you for a period of time, face to face but not in heart, hastened exceedingly with much desire to see your face, because we desired to come to you. I, Paul, once, twice, but Satan cut in on us. For who is our hope and joy and crown of boasting, if not you, before our Lord Jesus in his coming? For you are our glory and our joy. Against this background, then, listen again to St. Paul's words in the verses of our text, 1 Thessalonians 3:11 to 13, this time with the emphasis brought clearly to the fore. May God, even our Father himself, and our Lord Jesus, make straight our road to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love toward one another and toward all, just as also we abound toward you, to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before God, even our Father, in the parousia of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Notice how St. Paul's words come to life when seen within this light. But notice something else when you really hear Paul's words. Notice the loving, caring heart which is possessed by the Apostle Paul. A heart which it is my hope causes your heart to beat in time with his. Paul loves these children, these people who are his children in the Lord. Paul cares so very much for them, for their lives in this life and in the age to come. And he earnestly desires to be within their midst, so that together they might walk in holiness before their God. O followers of the great Apostle Paul, I pray that your love for your people will burn as hotly within you as it did within this courageous man of God. I pray that your care for your people will consume you as it consumed his entire life. And I pray that you desire to be within your people's midst, even as did St. Paul, to enable them to walk in holiness before our God. For then, both you and your people will be truly blessed and a blessing to one another. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.